Hey guys, my name is Rita B and welcome to my podcast, Faking Adulthood, where we talk all things about absolutely nothing because we don't know what we're doing. We don't know anything. Anyways, every week I'll be having a different co-host and we'll be talking about life and love and things and every single thing in between. Today, my co-host is Beast Man. Woo! And today we actually have like a little audience here. So, you know, every time I'm doing all the cheers, like there's some woo! We're so excited.
They can do it in the back.
Yay! Welcome to the show.
Thank you, girl.
I'm so excited to have you here.
I'm happy to be here.
Honestly, I feel like I've been watching you for years. And I'm like, how are you sitting in front of me right now?
Stop.
Do you know what I mean? Girl. It's just so weird. But I'm like, hello.
Because you're
welcome
so
to the
bomb.
Show.
You're the bomb.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm so happy to be here. Yeah. London has been great to me. I just got back from Paris.
I mean,
I had to take a 4 a.m. train.
Wow.
And handle some business, and I came back for you, girl.
Because you know what? I am not activated at 4 a.m.
I'm not activated right now.
Yeah, see, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, 4 a.m., you're getting me out. I'm just like, no one talk to me.
So you an early person or a late person?
I'm a late person.
A night owl.
Yeah, I'm trying so hard to be early person.
Me too.
I like those people. You know when like people are online, they're like, yeah, I wake up at 5 a.m. and then I journal. Then I read my Bible.
Yeah.
Then I go for a run. I'm like, damn, I'm trying to be like you.
Yeah. But I do all those things. Just
but not at
five
that time. Yeah, man. 5 a.m., I feel like I'm starting my second round of the sleep.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I spin around, get the pillow and make sure it's cool. And then I go again. Do you know what I mean? I can't wake up at 5 a.m.
Me either.
You know what? Good for you.
Thank you.
You're better than me, okay?
I did it.
You're up. You're activated and now you're here.
And I'm lit. I'm ready. I'm ready for London.
I love that. I love that. It's been a tough couple of weeks, you know, for a lot of us, you know.
Yeah,
I don't want to talk about it too
what
much,
happened?
But obviously, you know, the situation with Drake, I don't want to talk about it too much. You know, BBL, Drizzy, all that kind of stuff. It's just a really tough time.
So you a Drake or a Kendrick fan?
I'm a, Drake is my best friend.
Drake is my man.
See, this is the thing. When you said on your latest pod that he follows you, all of that stuff, I nearly called your team and said I would like to cancel the interview.
Oh, you're a little jealous.
Because I was like, I feel like he's my best friend.
Really?
And I feel like we've been best friends for years.
Okay.
And like when situations arise, I feel like I can just grab my phone and send a WhatsApp. But then I go to my phone for the WhatsApp and I don't have his number. Do you get it? There's no number there. So obviously when I heard what you were saying on your podcast, I paused it and I said, what's going on here? What's happening? Do you get it?
I love Drake. That's my favorite artist.
It's my favorite
artist. That's not my man. I did not say that. He was like my first husband, my ex-husband.
Yeah. Now it's just been tough. So I'm just, you know, I know that it's something that we can both understand. It's been quite a tough week for him.
I mean.
And for us.
Yeah, it's, you know.
It's not easy seeing people sing that song and, you know.
Must have on the beat, huh? But then I kind of, I start moving and then I'm like.
You know,
I love Drake though, but this.
You know, it's a, you know,
it's
you
like
got to try to hit him on the shoulder a little bit. You're like, ooh,
stop, don't.
B.L. You know, it's not good.
When that shoulder get to moving, you got to be like,
it's
stop.
It's not good. Stop. Hey,
we
stop.
Love Aubrey.
Stop.
We love Aubrey.
That's bestie. Don't. Stop. You know what I'm saying? It's been tough.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
We're going to come back.
We're going to come. It's okay. It's all
okay.
Good. You know, I like to start my show with a complaint of the day, okay? Because I feel like as a society, complaining gets a bad rep. And actually, I see complaining as a way to just release. You know what I'm saying? And I believe that this platform is a place that I've created for myself, particularly. So it means that I can do what I like. And the first thing I like to do is complain. So I'm going to start with my complaint of the day.
Okay.
It's very simple. It's actually not really that big of a deal, but it's just something that bothers me a little bit. So my complaint of the day is this. When people go online and they tweet things like, oh my God, I'm not feeling well. Mm-hmm. I feel really ill. Da, 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 da. So I read the beginning of that and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm sad that you're feeling well, right? And then they continue and be like, but anyways, man, I'm going to head to the gym, just so it can help me feel better. And I'm like, okay, is your gym private? Because now you're sick. You're saying you want to feel better by going to the gym. I'm willingly going to the gym. I'm minding my business. I'm trying to have a good day. I don't know that you're sick. Do you know what I mean? So my thing is, I believe that if you're sick, Yeah, I get it. You want to be better. I hear it. I want you to be better as well.
But stay your ass in the house.
Right. Why do you have to affect me?
Yeah, you're right.
Because you're not walking around with a warning saying, hey, don't come too close. I'm sick.
Yeah.
So imagine you're walking this way. I'm walking this way. I'm minding my business.
You sneeze.
They're just breathing the sickness all in the air because they want to feel better. And I think that is selfish, actually. And it makes it even worse when they announce it. Because I'm looking at them like, ooh.
So, Rita, when you sick, you stay in the house till you're better?
I try my best to.
No, you don't. I know you be asking.
I try my best.
You be like, I'm already sick. No. So whoever gets sick, yo, will.
Look, be smart. This is my show.
I'm okay. Sorry.
I try my best. Yeah, I try my best to stay at home.
Kelsey actually just checked me.
As a civil servant, yeah, I stay at home. I try my best. I don't go to the gym when I'm sick. That one I can stand by. Not when I'm sick. I was on the train today. The guy next to me was like, oh, yeah, my throat's not feeling too good. And he's coughing. And I'm looking at him like, wear a mask, wear something. Yeah. I don't like it. That's my complaint of the day. If you are sick and you can help it, obviously if you need to go to work and stuff, do you know what I mean? You have to make your money.
Yeah.
But gym, please stay at home until you feel better. You're not going to get in trouble if you do a home workout. Okay? And that's my complaint of the day. See? Very simple.
Ooh, you rubbing off on me. Yeah. Let me get my Let me get my negativity head on. Complain. How do I complain? Ooh, I got some shit that's been boiled up. Let me think. You know what? This is my camera?
That's your camera right there.
Negative complaint of the day. When you meet me, I don't like shaking people's hands. Because I know where my hands have been. So ain't no telling where your hands been. Really, you don't want to shake my hand. Because I was just scratching my ass in the car. So really, I'm protecting you. When people do this, I always... My brother, my sister, my complaint of the day is we need to normalize not touching people's hands. It's fine.
Yeah, it's true.
We don't have to do that. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I don't want to. Ooh.
That's true, you know. I've actually never thought about that.
You think about where your hands have been today.
Yeah, and I just be out there like shaking hands. But it's like,
and when you touch and it's clammy. And it's sweaty and
that's
wet.
That's the worst. Disrespectful.
No.
I think that's quite disrespectful.
Let's practice.
You know your hands are clammy.
Let's practice.
Do you know what I mean? Hey! There you go. Oh, yeah. Nice. See, I think that's very respectful, actually.
That's it.
Yeah, I feel like that needs to be more of a thing.
But, you know. Let me tell you, this is how you have to do it, y'all. So people don't think you're rude. Mm. So act like you want to shake my hand, okay?
Hey!
What, other hand?
Oh, yeah. Hello! Hello!
Hi! Okay, then we dap up.
Yeah.
There you go. I love your hair. You look so beautiful. Wow, you look great today.
Distraction.
Affirm and distract. Affirm and distract. They forgot all about that.
Yeah.
So soon as you fist it.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
Affirm and distract.
Affirm and distract. I like that. That's going to be my new thing.
That's
it. Affirm and distract. The problem is, the thing about me is that, like, I would, later on, I see my life in pictures, you know? So then later on, I'll be chilling.
Okay.
And then something will happen. Maybe in a movie, I see two people shaking hands, right? And then, like a movie, it'll just come to my head and be like, whoa, when I last saw B. Simone...
she didn't want to touch me.
Yeah, I went to this and she did this. So that affirm and distract, it might not last too long. I'll be like, why should do that? She don't like my hands.
That was a year ago.
Wow, in 2016, she did not shake my hand.
I don't want to shake hands. What does that mean? I don't want to do that.
That's a really good complaint, actually.
Now,
yeah,
Will Smith.
You shake his hand?
I'll lick his palm. Now, I don't care where his hand, man. We talking Will Smith, we talking Drake, we talking Oprah.
You're going to shake the hand.
What? I wish I would do this to Oprah.
I would go in for a hug immediately.
I would apologize her nail beds.
You know? You know when you're just like, I'm a hugger. You just go for it. You just feel cozy. Oprah looks like she gives fantastic hugs. I feel like her hugs would be so like cozy and affirming and warm.
Yeah.
You know?
And just... money.
Yeah, I just feel like my account's just bubbling as I hug her.
As I hug her, the dollars are rising in my account.
You know what I'm saying? I can feel it in my spirit. Yeah, that would like it. Yeah, I was just going for a hug. You know what? That was a fantastic complaint of the day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. Thank I know you. You're not a negative person. I know it must have been tough for you, man.
Oh, gosh.
I know. But I had to make you do it.
Thank you.
Do you know what I mean?
But I'm glad I got that out.
Yeah, get out your system.
Okay, I have another one.
I said, damn, she's on a roll. I opened up a hole. Matter of fact, I've got this complaint from them.
It's okay.
Put it all back. It's all good. Yeah. Positive vibes. I'm going to start with some, maybe some flash questions. Just that we're already flowing already, but just some flash questions just to, I just want to get to know you more.
I don't trust you.
See, this is what I mean. Why don't you trust me? I'm such a trustworthy person.
Just some flash questions. Nah.
Just Rita. Something like, how do you ever feel nervous about praying for people?
You know what? This might be another complaint, but I don't feel nervous about praying for people, but I don't like to pray with everybody.
Okay. Fair.
I don't want to come into agreement with a stranger and hold your hand. Like, that's real energy. Like, for real. Okay. Like, this is for real.
No, listen.
Like,
I'm
you can't
you.
Just do that with everybody.
Yeah.
You know? So you have to, if somebody's like, you want to pray? I'm like, what do you need prayer for?
I pray in my own time.
I will pray by myself.
Yeah, I hear that.
You can't just grab, you can't do that with everybody because it's energy and I believe in the spiritual world and we're not just about to be conjuring up all these demons.
Yeah, it's true. Some people say praying, but it's like, what kind of prayer?
What, who you praying to?
Yeah, that's tea. No, it's true. Do you know what? One reason I ask this is because recently I've been thinking about my prayer reputation, And it's like, when someone comes to you and they're like, oh, I've got this job coming up, this interview.
Okay.
And they're like, oh, Rita, please pray for me so I get this job.
Right.
And I just feel like that's a big thing because, if they don't get the job, is it my prayer? Do you know what I mean? And it's like, how many times can you get away with it? You know what I'm saying? Okay, first time they come to you to pray about the interview, they didn't get the job, you'll say, oh, I'm sorry, man, it wasn't for you.
For God's sure. Got something God's better got something you. Better. You got to say that.
You got to say that because it's true,
you
right?
You got to say it wasn't meant to
it
be.
It wasn't meant to be, But then again, they come to you about something else, I want to get this promotion. And you're like, okay, I've got you, man. I'm going to pray about it. They don't really get the promotion.
Well, it's like, are you praying for your damn self?
Do you know what I mean? I just worry, I worry about the reputation. How many times it's going to come to a town they don't come to you no more, man. They're like, no, I'll be real. I've been going to Rio for the past couple times, man. I ain't seen no shift. They said know them by their fruits, and the fruits are not really fruiting.
Know them by their fruits.
So that's why I was just wondering if you had a similar, a similar fear. Maybe I'm just a bit of an overthinker.
This is fine, Rita.
Yeah,
Just keep praying.
Yeah, it's a sharing space, and I just thought, sometimes, people are the same, but it seems that.
So your prayers don't be working. I'm just asking. Have you ever, when I stopped doing this, when people tell me something like, oh, I'm this, I'm that. Oh, I'm going to pray for you. Mm. Do not say that unless you're going to pray.
Yeah, real talk.
I've stopped doing that.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's like, it's a habit. Like, oh, I'm going to pray for you. But unless you're really going to pray for them, don't say that.
Exactly. Because that's not nice either.
Because that's no take backs.
Yeah. But it's hard when you start praying for one of your friends. And all of a sudden.
Oh, my God.
You start remembering Janet, Rebecca,
you're like,
Josie.
You're like, in third grade. Yeah. I hope her toe is fine. I remember that bitch fell off that bike.
How is she doing?
It's a lot. You start at one person and you go back to your great auntie.
Yeah. It's a lot. It's a lot.
Then you just gotta say, God, please bless everybody.
Everybody. Everyone I know. Everyone I know. And their families. Everyone. Bless them all.
And their kids.
You get it. So okay. Yeah. Well, that's fine. That wasn't a hard one. Do you think that you could be tricked into a cult?
Yes.
Really?
I feel like, yes.
Really? Why?
Maybe the old me. Let me take that back.
Okay, the old you. Why do you think the old you could be tricked?
Because I just brushed stuff under the rug. I was people pleasing. I didn't have no boundaries. I just got tricked and manipulated.
Damn. So they can get you for real?
Oh, I've been got.
Oh, you've been caught?
Yeah.
Oh.
It wasn't a cult. I mean, it wasn't a cult, but it was definitely like, when I got out of it, I was like.
You feel free?
I was believing some shit.
Ooh, yeah. I don't think they can catch me. But then I was thinking about it properly, and I think because I'm quite nosy.
You're going to ask too many damn questions.
And that's how they're going to get
it's
me.
It's like, why we got to wear that?
Do you know what I mean? Why we got to do this? Why does this person do that? And then if the person, I had to dig deep, because if the person was really, really handsome, and really, really charming, they could get me. Yeah, they can get me.
Sorry, I'm going to just stay.
So I'm a, yeah, I'll be like, oh, do you know what I mean? It's a potential. He could be the love of my life.
You're kind
of
cute. Mr. Cult leader.
You know what I'm saying? So that's how it can get me. But I'll just, you know, I wasn't too sure. But I don't know. You know, I feel like you've done everything. You know, can I call you B? I feel like about at the stage, I can call you B.
Sure.
You know, I just feel like you've done everything.
Yeah.
You know, I'm seeing you on Entrepreneur.
Yeah.
You've rapped.
Yeah.
Acting, mm-hmm. stand up. You do everything. So for me, it feels like not only will you be able to help me, right? I feel like you also could know people who also could help me. Mm-hmm. So I thought, whilst you're here, it just makes sense for me to pitch some of my ideas.
What you about to, I ain't got it.
No, you got it. Some of my business ideas. Because it's like, who else to go to? When am I ever going to get this opportunity? And there's just, I like to think I'm a bit entrepreneurial.
Okay, I'm going
to
pray for you.
And I feel like, I've got some ideas. I've got some things, you know, that I think could maybe change the shift of the world, actually.
All right, come on.
You know, so my first idea is this, yeah. And just bear with me here, right? So imagine this.
Hold on. If you have to start off with bear with me.
Bear with me, baby. Yeah. It's going to be good. This could change our lives together.
All right, come on.
You know what I'm saying?
I want 20%.
Listen, what I'm about to pitch here, the kind of money we're going to be making, let me tell you something. This is what the people need. Okay, number one, one of my business ideas is this, right? Imagine this, right? A phone, yeah? A phone case, yeah?
Rita.
You click a button, yeah? Boom. Bottle opener.
What?
Bottle opener. Boom. Bottle opener.
Okay.
Do you get it?
Okay.
Boom. Scissors. But it's all hidden in the case. Because how many times have you been out, right? You wanna have a drink, yeah? And then you get the bottle, yeah? And then you try to open it up, right? Damn, ain't got an opener.
That's not likely for me.
It's likely. Trust me. You just go like, boom, opener.
Stop trying to sell it.
Like, boom, scissors. Do you know what I mean? How many times have you been out and someone's like, oh, you've got your tag. Your tag is there.
That just happened this morning. We were looking for scissors. She was looking for scissors for me to get it off my jacket.
I'm telling you, it's like I've never had the opportunity to be in a meeting with a business person so I can pitch these things. Think about it. You need this. Imagine you get the phone like this. You go, boom, opener. You go, boom, scissors.
That's it. Just scissors and a bottle opener.
Listen, and then that's how we begin. Do you know what I mean? You have to start with two things, you know, and then from that, you then build on it.
That is never going to make it through security. And I travel 3 times a week.
Okay.
Did you think about that, Rita? You have to think.
Okay, so, you know, I think what we need to do is focus on the audience. Okay? Maybe it's like, it's not for the traveler.
Okay.
You know, these are for people who stay at home.
Then why the hell do they need the bottle opener and the scissors in the phone case if they're not traveling? If they're at home, they have it in the drawer. Let's think, Rita. Come on.
Okay. You know. Okay. Idea number two. Because I feel like the juices are flowing now. The juices are flowing down. Idea number two, right? Think about it like this. Yeah? We have a thermometer.
How you just switch you know? The idea?
We got a thermometer. You know what that is? You know, temperature.
A temperature.
Yeah. You right? Now imagine this.
You are so funny.
Imagine this.
Okay.
Think about it. Right?
You should perform with me Saturday.
Think about this. Yeah, you're trying to distract me from the plan. Look, think about this, right? You've got a thermometer.
Okay.
Right? We know what that is. It's for heat. Right?
Okay.
Now think about this. Mm. Now imagine you have a kind of measuring thing that measures your calories. A calorimeter.
Ooh, okay. I love this.
Think about it. Walk with me. You're eating a food, right? You want to eat.
Okay.
But now you're like, oh my God. How many calories are in this? It wasn't in the menu.
Okay, stop.
Somebody's
going to take our idea. Somebody is going to take our idea. We need it. Come on, I'm in.
I said I'm going to make us rich, baby.
This is our idea.
It's a fantastic idea.
I like that.
Calorimeter.
Every woman would have one of those.
Calorimeter. It'll be mini. It'll be like a lip gloss. Doom.
The thing about that is, though, is after you test the calories, it's going to be like, I don't care.
Yeah,
and you still gonna eat it. After all that damn calorie meter, you done tested every calorie, you still eating that damn burger.
But at least you know. You know, it's all about
you
education.
You knew before you tested it.
You know, but there's someone out there that will be satisfied with just knowing.
Okay.
You know, they might say, instead of the full burger, I'm just gonna have half the burger. You know what I'm saying?
Mm,
do you know what I mean?
That's self-control.
You know, it's self-control. I mean, I think it's a fantastic idea.
I like that. I like that. I really like that one.
We've got a winner. You know, I'm not looking for much of an investment, you know. Just 1.2 million will do
Jesus.
The job. And, you know, I do payment plans, you know. I don't mind. You can give it to me over 6 years.
How you're moving too fast.
Well, I mean, businesses, time is money. You know?
Haven't even shown me a business plan. How are we making this money back?
Do people do business plans still?
Do you have a plan?
The thing is, I thought that this was like a live plan. Like, you don't need it on paper.
No, I need something on paper.
Okay, well, I'll get
that's a lot of money, Rita.
I'll get my people to talk to your people, innit? And we'll get this cracking, man. I think there's something in here. Do you know what I mean? I think this is something that's going to, honestly, the money that we're going to make is going to be money that I personally have never seen before in my life. Do you know what I'm saying?
Am I doing the whole investment?
You know, I think you can do it. You know, Jesus. I think you've got it. You know, I saw your house on the podcast, you know. I know what you're dealing with.
Mind your business.
Well, not in the same situation, you know. That's why I don't do my podcast in my house. You know? I use a studio. My God. I can't shoot mine at home. You know.
Okay, I'll invest and then 80-20. So I'll take 80 and you'll take 20.
Wait. Something's not clicking here. You can't do stuff like that. See, this is what I mean, man. I thought I can trust you. Look, at the end of the day.
I'm investing 100%.
Look, if the Lord wanted you to have 80%, he would have given you the idea, okay? He didn't give you the idea. He gave the idea to me. And I thought that he gave me wisdom to come and talk to you about it. But clearly you want to scam me. And luckily for me, you know, I've got a pattern for it. So there's nothing you can do.
No, you don't.
I do.
You're a fucking liar.
Calorimeter, okay? Calorimeter.
I'm about to trademark it right now. Jazz, get the trademark. We'll have this.
It's gonna make us rich, baby. I'm gonna be rich.
Trademark my dust.
I'm gonna be rich.
That is so funny. I like that idea.
Thank you, man. Thank you for allowing me to pitch my ideas. I can't open for you though, for your show on Saturday.
Why? You should do stand up.
I've been told this, but it's so scary.
Oh, girl, it is.
It's so scary. Like, have you ever like been on stage and like the joke didn't land, and you're like, ooh.
Yes, and I rebuke that in the name of Jesus.
No, 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 it's not going to happen to you. I'm talking about the past.
Ooh, calorimeter. Go back to that. Go back to calorimeter. Give me another
bit. It's got a ring to it, isn't it? Calorimeter. Yes, I'm telling you, there's something in there. I'm a genius. It's crazy.
I've been on stage before, and I mean, I've never bombed. Mm-hmm, Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. But I've definitely had awkward moments, you know, and you just have to fight through it because... Mm-hmm. The stage of stand-up is like your practice. You're practicing on stage. You don't know until you say it in front of people if it's going to land. So,
yeah. How would you find it now, especially like with the way things are? Mm-hmm. It feels like it's like you can make a joke and it's like, oh, Lord.
So
I'm going to get canceled or
so
canceled
offended.
And are they going to be offended? It's like people don't want to laugh anymore and stuff like that. Do you find that difficult, like trying to form like what you're going to say?
I find it difficult online. Mm. In person, people aren't like that.
Yeah.
It's on the internet.
Yeah.
In a live show, you could say some offensive things that would technically be offensive, but it's real.
Yeah.
I've talked about abortion in my set. I've talked about my dad being a pastor. I've talked about my sister being a stripper. I've talked about so much stuff because that's what comedy is. You're turning your pain into comedy.
Yeah.
So I've talked about real stuff. Like I've talked about that on my podcast. I've had an abortion before.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's good. I'm not saying it's bad, but it's my truth. That's my story. Mm-hmm. So I try to turn my pain into comedy and some people get offended by that, but you know, I'll say it on stage. I'm like, I don't care. That was funny to me, you know, or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So I talk about religion, you know, I believe in Jesus and, I'm a Christian. I talk about religion. I talk about Christianity. I talk about a lot of stuff that people could be offended by, but I'm talking about it from my perspective and my story.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think in person, people are more at
more
ease.
More relaxed.
Yeah. But on the internet, it's like they want to be offended. They want to be mad. Or they see one comment and then now all the comments are like that.
Yeah.
But that wasn't your mindset before you saw the comment.
Exactly, you know? Exactly. It's so tough. I always like wonder that with comedians. That's why I think I'll be scared to actually do stand-up. Because I'll be like, ooh, if I say the wrong thing or what's going to happen?
Yeah.
Or if I say the wrong joke and like I think it's a hitter and people are looking at me like, ain't shit funny.
Yeah.
They're just looking at me and I'm just like, oh, okay. I need to get off stage.
Have you watched a lot of old school comedy? Like
I used to like back in the days actually. And they just had fun. Do you know what I mean? It looks fun and it looks easy, but I know it's not.
Jamie Foxx, Bernie Mac, Richard Pryor, like
I'm a late bloomer. I just saw Jamie Foxx special. I think I'm gonna need security. Have you
seen
it?
No.
I know. As a comedian, I had to do my research and look up on it because Jamie Foxx is one of my favorite entertainers. And I just watched it. I'm like, number one, phenomenal.
He's so talented.
Like a pure hour of talent. Mm. But number two, like, I'm like, if he would have said this in 2024,
cooked.
Like, cooked. I love how free they were. Mm. Like, he was talking about other celebrities. He was talking about J-Lo. He was talking about LL Cool J. I was like, this is just gold. You have to watch it, Rita. Yeah, you would appreciate it.
Yeah,
but he's one of my favorite comedians, favorite entertainers, because he does comedy, he does acting, he does music, and
everything.
He executes every single lane. I would love to do that. Yeah.
Well, now that we're talking about what you would like to do, I'm going to just start with my question of who is B. Simone?
Yeah.
Like, who are you? What are the ingredients that make up who you are?
Oh, you know what? I used to be like, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm a comedian, I'm a this. Like, that's what I do, though.
Exactly.
That's my platform that God has given me to impact. Mm-hmm. I think I am able to heal people through comedy. But who is B. Simone? I am just a loving woman. I am ambitious. I am a child of God. I'm building my relationship with Him. And I am, like, I have it on my screensaver on my homepage, a picture of me as a little girl. Mm-hmm. I love that little girl. And I'm growing every day to heal her. Mm-hmm. Like, she deserves the world. So I'm trying every day to give her what she deserves. Like, mm-hmm. the 5-year-old me, the 12-year-old me, the 19-year-old me mm-hmm. that didn't know much and that was still healing from trauma in her childhood.
Yeah.
So I am very ambitious. I'm resilient. Mm-hmm. And, I'm super, super loving and, you know, I'm really, really trying to be better every day in every aspect. Not just physically, mentally, spiritually, financially, every single way I want to grow. Mm-hmm. I'm never just okay with, oh, I did this, that's it. No, I always want to get better in every aspect of my life.
Yeah. I love that you literally, like, said that. Oh, you used to say, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm a comedian. Because every time you usually ask people, they go to what they do straight away.
What I feel you like do is so, not who you are. Not,
exactly. And I love that you know that. I'm loving. Do you know what I mean? To just say those things about ourselves, I feel like it's just so, like, nice and affirming to be like, yeah, I am loving.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am sweet. You know, I am nurturing. You know, those things. But I get a bit like, no, okay, I'm an actor and I'm this. And it's like, that's not who I am, because when I'm not acting, then what
are
I doing?
You?
Yeah. Like, what am I actually doing? You know what I'm saying? So I love that you said that. You said it so quickly as well. Usually people are like, I don't know.
And there's still things about me that I'm figuring out. And be like, who are you? Like, those words change in different seasons. Like, 2 years ago, a year ago, 7 months ago, I used to be a people pleaser. I didn't have boundaries. I wanted to make everybody else happy no matter how I felt. I filtered, how would this make other people feel before I figured out how would it make me feel?
Yeah.
Now I have boundaries. Now I'm learning my self-worth. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, I have self-love. I'm kind to myself. I'm patient with myself. I love myself. I treat myself. But my self-worth, I'm working on that.
Yeah.
Do you know what you're worth? Because if you know your worth, there's certain things you don't deal with.
Yeah.
So I'm learning to not deal with those things because I know I'm worth more.
Yeah.
So, I mean, who I am changes in every season.
Yeah.
And hopefully I'm getting better. Sometimes we backtrack. Sometimes we go backwards. Like, I just did an episode on my podcast. Can I talk about my podcast?
Yeah. Okay.
Please, like, talk about your podcast. I'm about to talk about it anyway.
Like,
yeah.
I just did a whole episode, Let's Try This Again podcast with B. Simone, about how I almost broke my celibacy.
And, like, I saw that, I was like, girl, you're strong.
But it's the honesty.
Yeah.
Like, people go through that.
Mm-hmm.
Who I am on camera is who I am in real life.
Yeah.
I want to be that same girl. I don't ever want to put on a facade. I don't ever want to. Who I am in real life is who you're going to get on the internet.
Yeah.
So I'm going to talk about my stories. I know there's a million other girls that are going through the same thing. Like, you know, so I said all that to say, it's okay to backslide sometimes.
Yeah.
It's okay to, you know, but as long as you're moving forward every day, I think that's just the best thing you could do is try to be better every day.
Exactly.
So who I am changes in every season.
Yeah, and you know what I love about you? I love the idea of, like, you're not afraid to reinvent yourself, like, every time. Like I think reinvent is not even a word. Like, to just keep going. Like, your podcast is called Let's Try This Again.
You.
And I feel like that's me, you know. Yeah. There's so many things that I had to try again. And one thing I didn't anticipate in adulthood is having to try again so many times. Do you know what I mean? That's the bit that shocked me about adulting. Because I was like, so prepared to know what my life was going to be, you know?
You had it laid out.
Laid out. So as I was heading to 30, I was like, yeah, I'm going to be this. I'm going to be that. By the time I'm 30, I'm going to have this car. I'm going to have this. I'm going to be married. I'm blah, 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 blah.
Crazy.
And then as I hit my 30th birthday, everything went. Do you know what I mean? My life literally just flipped.
Yeah.
And everything that was like part of my identity was no longer my identity. Yeah. And I was like, huh? I didn't plan for 30 onwards because I thought, everything will happen by 30 and then everything else will work itself out. But then everything changed at 30 and I was like, huh?
But see, as you're growing and getting better, and I'm like, I'm so glad I wasn't a wife 5 years ago. I'm so glad I wasn't a mom at 23, 24, 25. And shout out to the mothers that are that age and the wives that are that age. That's your journey. That's your story. But for me, I'm like, I'm getting better with time. Whatever man I meet now is going to get the best version of me.
Yeah.
You know, whenever I have my babies, they're going to get the best version of me as a mom.
100%.
And I'll always get better. But I'm saying, like, I'm almost like, dang, I should maybe wait till 40. If I'm this at 34, at 40, I'm going to be lit, you know?
I feel
like we get better with time as long as you're doing the work.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like, girl, it's going to happen when it's supposed to happen.
When it's supposed to happen, but it really shocked me.
Yeah.
I can't lie. It really, really shocked me. What was the thing about adulthood that shocked you?
Oh, my God. I talked about this recently. What shocked me is once I started, like, doing the work to heal, right? Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, okay, I worked on that. And then it's something else. It's like there is no end to it.
Keeps going.
And I at first it was like bothersome, but now I'm like, that's just a part of the game.
Yeah.
Like there's always going to be something to work on and heal. Like you peel back the layers and there's always another layer. Like, okay, I healed this insecurity. Okay. And it's like, oh, I've never felt not confident. In this season, I don't feel confident. Now I have to figure out how to get back to my confidence. Okay, now I lost my boldness. How do I get back? Yeah. I've never felt like this. Wow. Am I feeling, is that jealousy?
Yeah.
I've never felt jealousy. How do I get this out of my heart? Like, that's real.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay to feel these things. And I've talked about it in therapy. Like, it's not envy, jealousy, anger. Those aren't bad. It's just, it is. It's an emotion. It's a feeling. The bad part is staying there and allowing yourself to walk in that negativity. No, work on getting back to the purity of your heart and who you were before you got hurt in different situations. Yeah. So I think learning as an adult is that the healing doesn't stop. It doesn't get easier. Well, no, it doesn't go away.
Yeah.
It gets easier because you're getting the tools to learn how to heal.
Yeah.
But it's like problems are a part of life.
Yeah.
So you're always going to have to work through something. I think it's just picking up the tools to learn how to get through it quicker, how to get through it in a more healthier way.
Exactly.
How to get, okay, maybe in the past this would have took a month. Now it takes a week.
Exactly. You know, so. And not like judge, and not being too hard on yourself as well. Because that's the thing for me, like, I was always so hard on myself when I do feel certain emotions.
Yeah.
You know? Like I've spoken about this before. Like, you know, when I went to therapy, my issue was like, if I ever feel angry, that for me felt like this really bad thing.
Bad thing.
So I just stopped feeling it. Like I just stopped even exploring what that meant. Like, why is someone making me angry or why do I feel like this? And then my therapist was like, if every time you feel angry, it's an indication of your boundaries. So then you now know that, oh, I don't like the way B. Simone just spoke to me.
Wow.
Oh, okay, I'm annoyed. Okay, that's a boundary. She's kind of gone too far in how she's spoken to me. And so when I saw it like that, I was like, oh, okay, this isn't bad. This isn't negative. Do you know what I mean? So now I can talk to my friends when, okay, you've done this. I don't like this. And now it's made my relationships way better. Like my relationships in my 30s were way better than my relationships in my
20s, yeah. Lord. You let so much slide, probably.
I let everything slide.
Everything.
Everything slide. Everything. It's just like slipping and sliding everywhere. Like it's, like, it's okay. I'll rationalize everyone's thing in my head. And it's like, I'm not a psychic. Like, why do I think that I can assume like what you're thinking?
Yeah.
It's better for me to just to speak to you. Do you know what I mean?
Have that conversation.
Yeah. So that's so that's the thing that just used to, Getting older is not easy.
It's not.
But it's fun. I feel like I'm having the best time in my 30s more than my 20s.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Like about who I'm becoming. Mm-hmm. I'm learning about myself. And I'm like, it's not easy, but it's exciting to grow.
Yeah.
That's what I like. I like growing and moving forward gets me excited.
Yeah.
So it's not easy, but you can do it. Ladies and gentlemen, you can do it.
You can do it.
Have grace with yourself.
I know you're really big on like community and friendships. How do you like navigate that as an adult?
Yeah. You know, I think before, I used to let everybody have the exact same access to me. Mm-hmm. I went through a few friend breakups, like being like, okay, you know what? This person, it doesn't have to be like, I'm not your friend. It could be like, we're just not doing that. Mm. Like, yeah, we can hang out, we can do business, but you're not going to stay the night at my house.
Yeah, it's
kind of like putting people in categories for where they fit. Everybody doesn't just have to be cut off or I'm not talking to you or I don't want to be your, you know, it could be like, okay, you're in this category or we could go to church together, but we're not going to, you know, or we could go out together or whatever.
Yeah.
I think not letting everybody have the exact same access to you. The older I got, the smaller my circle got. Mm. And it's like the older you get, you hear all the cliche things are real.
Yeah.
Like the little, never give up. Keep going.
Low key.
Your circle gets smaller. Mm. Like all the cliche stuff is like, that's it.
Yeah.
That's
it's actually real talk. It's like, wow, were my parents really right?
Yes, they were.
Because I just thought they were being haters. Do you know what I mean? I was like, you're just hating.
You're hating on me.
Oh, I'm young and free. You're just hating on me.
I have a lot of friends.
Okay.
Or that ain't your friend.
And I'm like, stop being a hater. Okay.
You're just a hater.
That is my bestest friend. You ain't got no friends. I see you at home talking to me, disturbing me. If you had some friends, you would leave me alone.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
So now that little girl ain't your friend. You ain't talk to her now. Ain't your friend.
Ain't my friend. Like,
you know, so yeah, I think just not letting every single person have the same access to you. Yeah. I was overexerting energy and everyone, come over and this and that.
Yeah.
And, oh, you need that. It was just like, relax. Have a little more discernment and, you know, move knowing your worth.
Yeah.
If you're valuable, everybody can't have you.
Oh, that's
so
true.
You know.
Do you feel like, because even like in saying that, because like I've had friendship breakups as well. I know that you've had friendship breakups. And I know that it can be hard to like open up to people because it's true. You want to keep your circle smaller. But my favorite saying is you haven't met all the people who are going to love you yet. Right.
Yeah.
So at the same time, it's like,
I think we talked about this at dinner the other night.
Exactly.
Like, it's never too late.
It's never too late to like, you know, you meet someone and now you've got like a new best friend and this, like that. But it can be like tough to like open up and be like, okay, I'm going to give this person a chance. And how do you find that?
I think it's just like, well, two things. I would give the example of dating a guy. Mm-hmm. It's like, once you get your heart broken, it's like, oh, I'm never going to date. But it's like, no. Like,
you will.
You will. Yeah. I'm an amazing person, so I know that exists, right?
Yeah.
So it's just about not rushing, trusting people so quickly. Like, vet them.
Yeah.
Give them time to show you who they are. Mm-hmm. Give them time to see how they treat you. Give them time to see why they're around.
Mm-hmm.
I do think I went through a period where my heart was kind of guarded and kind of scared and like, but that's just paranoia. It's like, I don't want to feel that either.
Yeah.
Like my gift, me loving people, me being open and me being excited, my personality, that's what got me here.
Yeah.
That's what got me my platform, my vulnerability, my rawness on the internet. That's what got me my blessings. So there has to be a balance between keeping who I am and then adding a little bit of boundaries and discernment.
Yeah,
I love that. I don't want to lose who I am.
Exactly,
so just add the boundaries, add discernment, slow down, and then everything will reveal itself.
Yeah.
You don't have to latch on to people so quickly.
Yeah.
Like in this season, it's really like me and God.
Yeah.
Like, of course I have my team. Of course I have my sister. Of course I have my family.
Yeah.
But I'm not latched on to anybody. And I feel like from my childhood, I've always latched on to women so quickly.
Yeah. You spoke about that a little bit. Do you know why that is?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I didn't grow up with my mom.
Okay.
And then my stepmom, we didn't have a great relationship, you know. And I just think needing validation from women and being like, wow, you do this so well. I put them on a pedestal in certain aspects. And it's like, everything you're idolizing them for is in you.
I love that.
Like, stop it, Braylon.
Yeah.
Stop it. Like, oh, she does. You do too. Or she does. You do too. Like, I would latch on to women and be like, okay, if I fail, we fail together. Like, no. In this season, if Let's Try This Again fails, it's on me. And it's not going to fail.
But you know what I mean?
Like,
fail, but I know exactly what you mean.
You know, it's just me and God. And that's what he wanted in this season. From business to friendships to best. Jesus is my bestie right now.
Mm.
Like, I'm focused on my relationship with him and just walking down this path alone instead of latching onto somebody for a security blanket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that, you know. Ooh, I love that. I really, really do. No, because it's like I find myself doing, like I went through a phase of that as well.
Yeah.
But I don't know where it's come from. But just this idea of like,
you definitely know better than me. Do you know what I mean? As opposed to like, okay, what's inside of me? You know, like even like, you know, trying to do a podcast, for example, it's kind of like, oh no, but I think I want this person to do it with me because, you know, I feel like together it's going to be way better than if I just do it by myself, you know?
And there is and a balance like that. Of that.
There's like a nice balance. But
people coming together is great.
Yeah.
Like it definitely impacts like in a powerful way. It just has to be the right partnership. Sometimes it's for a season. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's for a longer season. You know, but you can do it on your own too. You know, I think this is so powerful what you're doing. Your stuff is fire, girl.
Thank you.
Your personality, your look, your vibe. It's like you just started a couple months ago.
Yeah,
like,
literally.
You're about to take over.
Thank you, girl.
Easy.
Thank you.
You don't need no co-host.
You're making me sad. You know? But I really was like, when I was trying to do it, I was like, oh, do I need a co-host? Yeah. And like sometimes people will say it to them, like, oh, no, you should do a co-host. And I was like, I don't mind having a co-host. I think that's completely fine. But something in my spirit was like, no, I need to do this for myself.
Good for you.
For me.
Good
you know what
you.
I'm saying? Because I used to have a business before and it was always about other people. Most of my life has just been about others.
Others.
And this is like the first time where it's actually been about
standing
me.
On your own.
Do you know what I mean? Like, what do I want? What does Rita want? And I had to like even discover what that was.
And you're going to figure it out in this chair.
You know, like.
As you're talking, you're figuring out your vibe.
Yeah. And that's it's just such a, it's weird. You just, like I keep saying, you just don't expect it. You just think it will be figured out. Do you know what I mean? But you just try new things. And that's why I love the name of your podcast.
Thank you.
Because I think essentially, I always tell people it's never too late to go again.
Never.
It's never too late. And people get so like, they box themselves sometimes. Like, oh, people know me as a businesswoman, so I can only be a businesswoman. I'm like, no, if you want to join the Olympics, now I'm going to know you as someone that's in the Olympics. Like, it's fine. People have such a short memory. You'd be so surprised. If you build your whole life on how you think people see you, you're literally not going to do anything. Because ultimately, I just feel like people care, but then they don't care.
Yeah.
They're going to take whatever it is that you give them.
At that moment,
so that's why I love the name. Like, I love the whole concept of you saying, hey, look, guys, this is what I've been through. This is what I'm doing. I'm going
to
try this again.
Oh,
and if I don't like
cry.
It, I'm like, oh, girl, don't cry. But I just think it's so bold and it's brave because I feel like so many people are so scared. They're so scared to go again.
I was scared.
I can imagine. But how are you feeling now that you've done it?
I'm so proud of myself.
Oh, you're queen. You should be proud of yourself.
I was so scared. I did not want to do it. Oh. And I'm getting emotional because if I would have let fear stop me, it would have never happened.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so proud of myself. This has not been easy. And I just want to talk to the women out there. Y'all, I'm telling you, you have to do it scared. You have to do it scared. If you are scared, do it anyway. If you don't see the end, do it anyway. Like, I had a small vision. I decided to start a podcast 2 weeks before it launched.
Wow.
2 weeks. Like, I hit Jazz. I was like, I want to start a podcast. But I was fasting, and God gave me the idea during the fast. I never wanted to podcast again. It was so much trauma around it, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just so proud of myself. I was looking at my Instagram earlier. I'm like, you really did that.
You
like,
did.
Oh, I just get so emotional. I'm so proud of this podcast.
I'm so proud of you. I'm so, so proud of you, honestly, because I just think it's such an inspiration. You don't understand.
Thank you.
They get so scared and they don't want to do it. And you just said, I'm going to do it.
Man.
2 weeks before and you've done it.
Scared.
And it's amazing. And I've been watching it. I see the comments and like the last one that you did about visions and all of that stuff. Like, we need you.
Yeah.
And so I'm glad. I'm thankful that you did it scared.
Thank
and now
you.
You're here and you're saying, let's try this again.
Let's try
and
it
you
again.
Got people at home saying, yeah, I'm going to try this again. Do you know what I mean? And like, I'm going to find my vision again. I'm going to figure out where it got lost and how I'm going to try something different. I think it's so powerful and so amazing and it's so inspiring.
Yeah.
And you should be proud of yourself.
Thank you.
Like every single day because I know it's not easy.
It's not. And it's when you're in that a dark space or you're, you know, we're creative. So when you're like, I don't have any ideas.
Yeah.
I'm not being creative. I'm not being innovative.
Yeah.
I'm telling y'all, if you just keep going, keep your mind positive, keep praying, God will give it to you. You have to know that darkness, that space, that uncomfortable season is temporary.
Yeah.
I just know that. But when you're in it,
it feels like shit.
But
man.
You have to know it's temporary.
Yeah.
And I always know that. I don't know if it's a month, a year, two.
Yeah.
A season can be a long time,
yeah.
but I always remember it's temporary.
Yeah.
So just keep that in the forefront of your mind. This is temporary. The pain is temporary. The confusion is temporary. The depression is temporary. I don't know when the end is coming, but it is, you know? So thank you for speaking that into me. I really, really, really appreciate that. I'm so proud of myself.
You should be.
Thank you.
Giving me all the feels.
I did not expect her. I'm like, we were just laughing and have go back to the calorie-mometer. What was the idea? Let's talk about that.
Hey, you're trying to steal my idea. I know what you're doing. You're not going to trick me.
Man.
I know exactly what you're doing.
Yeah.
No, honestly. So,
thank you.
B.
Stop. Little baby B. Think about my little baby picture. I'm like, girl, I got you, girl. Y'all don't give up on yourself. Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Yeah.
I feel like she's looking. Okay, I thought she was looking at me like, you got to round
wrap
it up.
I know. Yeah. I hate when they do that. Yeah, it's so good.
You can feel movement.
Yeah,
like,
you're like, wrap
you gotta,
it up.
You
yeah.
got to wrap it up. I'm like, okay, let me go to my notes. Let me make sure.
Next
you're trying to ignore. You know, like, you're trying to ignore it. Like, girl, I can't see you. Like, what are you doing? I see movement, but it's giving you're trying to stretch. Okay, you're trying to stretch. No, it's fine. No, I know that we've like tried to like squeeze us in, but it's just been amazing.
Oh, you're so great.
Honestly, I've got like I'm just gonna do my little final segment, and then it'll be all right. Okay, we good?
Yeah, we got time.
Okay, good. Okay, cool. I just lost my little flow. Where was I at?
Yeah, is it a segment?
I was gonna ask. Talking about let's try this again.
Oh yeah.
I'm proud of you again. For staying strong.
Thank you.
Your celibacy.
Girl, yeah.
Because that's not easy.
You know what, too? I'm not going to act like I have a lot of options. So, you know, it's easier when you're not dating. So I'm not actively dating either. So I'm going to be honest about that. When you're actively dating, I'm sure it's 10 times harder, especially when you like somebody.
Yeah.
But, yeah, girl.
Is it because you're in your, like, you're in your era of, like, it's just me and God right now? Is that why you're not actively dating? Or you're just
I just, I don't know. I want to.
Do you find it hard to meet people?
Yeah.
Really?
Because I'm like, where am I at where I'm going to meet my husband? I'm don't say no comedy show, because they don't.
No, not a comedy show. But, like, don't you go to, like, little, like, private clubs? Do you know what I mean? You know, little lounges, like a little Soho house. I guess that's, you're in Atlanta, aren't you?
Yeah.
They don't have one there, do they?
No, there's one in New York.
Do they have one of those? Do you know what I mean? Like, where do you go? Like, and you have access to so many people, like.
I know. I'd be in the house, girl, in a row.
You need to get out of the house, first of all.
I know.
You're a woman of action. You know better than that.
I know.
You're a woman of action.
But I would love to actively date.
You know, like, I don't know, go to like a lounge or like restaurant.
A game, like a soccer game, football
games.
Game.
Yeah, games.
Do more of that.
Where else? I don't really know.
Where would nice men be?
Like day parties? I mean, I don't know, because do you go to day parties? Is that a thing?
I need other options besides like,
party. You know what people need to start doing more of?
What?
Yeah. And you know what? I'm going to say this to people. You lot that are married are in or that, yeah. So you guys who are married or in relationships, yeah, you are failing society at the moment, right? Because of this. It is your responsibility, right? To be doing gatherings so that your single friends can meet other people. So like,
that's cool.
Games nights.
Yeah.
That's a perfect place to meet someone. Do you know what I mean? You do a games night. Everyone's coming for the games, right? But in between, you're eating some food. You're having a little drink. You're talking. Oh, what do? Oh, I haven't met you before. Do you know what I mean?
I love that.
But married people, they get so joyful and so happy. Yeah. They get selfish. And they
selfish.
Think, the love should just be for them. No.
Get to work. You have single friends.
You've got single friends. Bring them together. Do you know what I mean?
That.
Like more gatherings. I think that's actually a great way to meet someone, actually. Like more gatherings, more barbecues.
Okay, well, who's going to throw these?
This is the thing. This is the problem. This is where the problem is. But since you like staying in your house so much.
You throw the gatherings.
You throw it. You
ain't
be like,
nobody
everyone,
coming to me now. Nah, ain't coming like, to my house.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Mm-mm. Can't you just get like an Airbnb?
And see, now you want me to pay. Now I got to have a budget.
I'm doing too much, innit?
Well, I guess I could pay for my man. Yeah.
There you go.
I get Airbnb.
You know what I'm saying? Get your friend to that. Bring a plus one. Do you know what I mean? I think I'm saying something here, man. I think that's a singles party.
That's
like,
what I need to
do. You won't call it a singles party, because if you say something's like a singles party, right, it feels too like
forced.
It feels forced. And for some reason, people don't really like to say it out loud. Like, I don't know why. Like, I don't know if for women, it's like, oh, I don't want to act like I'm looking for a man. Do you know what I mean? Even though
I'm looking.
Oh, okay. Well, she says she's looking.
Okay. My eyes are open. I don't care. My DMs are open. My eyes are open. Everything open but my drawers. Everything is open but my ass. Okay?
Fair enough. Fair enough. So then throw a games night. Okay? Jazz, help her. Throw a games night. I'm telling you, you should have done that in London, you know? That should have been part of your thing. Like, throw a little games night. When you come back, throw a little something. I'm telling you.
But I heard, how are the guys out here?
Don't mind them. They're not that bad, man. Honestly, man. Everyone just, that's the problem. Everyone keeps saying everyone is bad, yeah.
Everyone, from the States to London to...
But there's weddings happening every weekend, so where's the truth? Do you know what I mean?
You just got to find the right guys.
You know what I'm saying? You know what? I have a friend. I don't know if you know Nafisa. She's in Atlanta as well. She's an actress, Nafisa Williams.
Yeah, so that's my friend. Yeah, wow.
And when she came to London, because she was filming here for like maybe like 6 months or so, and she was like, me and my other friend were talking about men and this, that, and she was like, oh yeah, men these days, they're this, they're that. She was like, yeah, I don't subscribe to that. I said, oh. Mm-hmm. She was like, no, I'm not going to subscribe to that. I unsubscribe from all that negativity. Yeah. My man is out there.
Oh,
I believe
that too.
My husband is there. Yep. He's going to be great. He's going to be everything I need him
to be.
There's
great men.
I don't subscribe to there's no great man. I don't subscribe to like all these men. They don't take you out. My man takes me out. Like, and when she said all of that, I said, you know what? That's a word.
Yeah.
So actually, I unsubscribe.
Gotta believe it.
I think whoever your person is and my person is, they're fantastic.
They're out there preparing.
You know?
He's out there praying for me. He don't even know he's praying for me. He's praying for his wife.
He's praying for his wife.
He's praying for B. Simone.
He might be at the games night, man, just ready for you, waiting. Right. So leave your house. If you get an invite,
go.
Go, because it might be there.
Deal.
Do you know what I mean? I'm going to be looking out for this.
Okay.
Okay, next segment. Are you as adult as you think you are?
Probably not.
Oh, that was quick. You didn't even think about that.
I don't need to think about that.
I'm going to ask you a few questions. This is adulthood, according to me.
Okay.
You know, do you know what I mean? So I'm just going to throw them out there. You let me know. Okay. Do you know where all of your socks are?
Girl. My socks don't match.
Mm. Okay, it's not looking good, is it?
The colors might match, but one high top, one low. Both white.
Damn. That's crazy. Do you have life insurance?
Yes.
Good. That's very good.
That's good.
That's very good, Adeline. How many times a week do you change your bed sheets?
Jesus.
Hmm.
How many times should we?
That's not the question. How many times do you do it?
A week?
Not a week. I shouldn't have said that. I mean, how many times in a month, basically?
A few.
Okay.
What's a few? Three?
That's good. No. Listen, I'm just checking.
How many times do you?
I mean, I try to do it every week, to be fair.
Okay.
But then sometimes it'll be 2 weeks. It depends on the color and stuff. I'll be real. You know, like sometimes when it's dark, you don't really see nothing. And I have to say to myself, Rhea, come on now.
Come on. It's been on there 2 months.
Come on. It's been 6 months now. I'm joking. Before people are like, I knew it.
Dirty ass.
Yeah. Okay, that's good.
A few times a month.
Okay. When you are going out, right, do you like look in your wardrobe to find an outfit or do you just decide without looking, you need to buy something new?
Probably buy something new. Mm. I have nothing.
Girl.
Something's in there.
I'm just asking.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your morning routine?
Wake up. I've been getting so much better at this because I took a break for 30 days during my fast. I deleted all social media. So that kind of got me out of the rut of grabbing my phone. Mm-hmm. But now I'm kind of back in the rut of grabbing. I was so free when I was off social media. I was like, I don't even care.
Yeah.
But then now I'm kind of grabbing my phone again. So I try not to grab my phone. I turn it on gospel music, brush my teeth. Figure out what I'm going to do. I try to pray and worship, but I don't do that every day.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
I don't do that every day. I try to add it into my routine. Mm-hmm. So I try to do that at least sometime throughout the day. It might be at night. It might be in the bed when I'm dozing off. Thank you, Jesus, so much for this day. I'm so sorry. I forgot to pray this morning. But I'm going to get it in there somewhere.
No, but that's good though.
But yeah, so my morning routine is not consistent.
Okay.
I'm working on that.
No, it's okay. Do you know what's adult about you though?
the fact that you could admit some people aren't morning, they're not a morning prayer person. They're a, when they get in the bed, morning prayer person. And I think that's okay.
It's like, I pray in my dreams.
Who makes sometimes. Up the rules? Do you know what I mean? Who yeah. makes up the rules? Makes you the could rules. Be prayer in the shower person.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But you know yourself.
I do.
And that's good. And that's quite adult of you.
Thank you.
I can appreciate that.
So I'm mature.
Okay. So you're, you know, the pause between about the bed sheets, you know what I mean? Stuff like that.
Okay.
You know, the socks, you know, as an adult.
Yeah, no,
really. You just have a sock drawer. You know,
for sure.
It's all there. You fold
I
it
have
in.
A sock drawer. They're just not.
Just pair them together. You know, let the highs be highs and the lows be low. You know what I'm saying? Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, okay.
It's just something, I'm just giving you some feedback. Things to right. work when you go back home. You know what I'm saying?
I'm on it, Rita.
Thank you. I really appreciate that, man. I just want the best for you. You know what I'm saying? That's all I want. Okay, do you know what? It wasn't that as adult, but I do have an adult gift for you.
No. Lint roller. Oh, I thought that was something else. I was like, girl, what kind of show did you bring? I thought that was something else. Oh, it was so big. You see my mind. I've been celibate for too long. Jesus, I'm so glad that is a lint roller. I was so frazzled.
Oh my gosh.
I'm doing Kegels. Oh, I thought that. Stop holding it like that. Just hold it regular. Hold it horizontal. Thing, the other way. Yes. Oh, Jesus. That looks...
That worse. That's worse.
This worse. Okay.
As an adult, we all need a lint roller. Have you ever been at home and you're like, oh, I've got dust on my clothes? Lint roller. Okay? Every adult should have one.
Thank you.
This is for you.
I don't want to touch it. Oh, God.
It'll pass through security.
Okay.
Okay. Thank I'm telling you, one day you're going to need that. I know you're looking at it. You're like, oh, I could have got myself my own lint roller. But it's like,
I don't think I've ever had a lint roller.
Look at that.
This is actually a great gift. That's how you know you old. You're like, oh, my God. Thank you. I've always needed a lint roller. This is a blessing. Oh, I'm 34.
And there you go.
This is a great ass gift. I'm so sad I don't have anything for you.
No. It's okay. You're on my show. Don't worry. When I come to Atlanta and I come on your show, you'll give me a gift.
Come to Atlanta. Come to Let's Try This Again.
And we have come to the end of the show. I know. I've really been enjoying the gist. I know my audience have been enjoying it, but the boss is, I can feel her.
She's like, it's time to go.
Yes. She said it's time to go. But I've had a great time. I'm so happy that you came on this show.
I'm so happy you had me. Honestly. You're an amazing host.
Thank you so much. That means so much. Guys, thank you so much for watching and listening to another episode of Faking Adulthood. Woo! Please, guys, do not forget to like, share, subscribe. I don't want to be your secret lover, okay? Tell a friend, okay? Share the love. And you guys know the vibe, okay? You know the vibe. If you did not enjoy my co-host, okay? Don't make that a reason to not come back. She's not going to be here next week, okay? We have someone else, okay? We have someone else. So if you weren't feeling her, that's completely fine, okay? Still come back next week. We have a new co-host. Thank you, guys. Love you. Bye.